Weiter in Shas Rehn, Mestechus of Odozar, and Taf Yud Zayin, pick it up on Tessan Rebbe's by the bottom of the page, 10 lines up or so from the bottom, next part of the Mishnah. We mentioned the Mishnah, Ein Bo Numin, I'll go and build different types of basilikas, as I say in English. Amar Abba Rechunam, Amar Abba Yochanan, Shlosha Basilikosin, there are three different types. Shel Melech, Shel Malchei Ovdei Gechavim, those of kings of idolaters, idolatrous kings, Vishal Mechatzos, Vishal Otzos, bathhouses and storehouses. I have to leave the treasures there. Amar Rava, Shtayim Lehetar Ve'echad Iser, two of them you're allowed to build, one of them you're not allowed to, that would be the one of the kings of Avodah Zarah. V'simen Le'esor Malcheim Bezikim, says Rashi, Shal Malachim Aser, Shadonim Sham Nefashos, because there they do, they done Nefashos, they judge cases of death. Vigadami, some say, Amarava Kulmahetar, all of them are actually mutter. I have a time to the Mishnah, Ein Bonin Mayim, Basilke, Gardam, and Stadio Bima. We have ourselves a straight up Mishnah that says you're not allowed to go and build a basilka and these three other types of things. We see that you're not allowed to build a basilka. So, no, Ema shall Gardam, shall Stadio shall Bima. They switch the gears until you take out one of them. Tanarabanan. Kishinitpas of Eliza Laminos. Eliza was grabbed for heresy. Rashi says that the Minim Tafsu Lakufa Lavaris Kochavim, you have these heretics grab them in order to go into do Avodah Zarah. But don't worry, he didn't do it. Hello, the Gardam lead on, they brought him over to the Gardam, this tiered court, in order to go, this building to go to be judged. Amalosa Hegmon, the one who's an official judge over there, he said, such a great person like you, you're dealing with silliness, like things have nothing, meaning Torah. Amalo says, I trust the dying. He meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasevos HaHegmon Alovim. That guy thought he was talking about himself. Oh yeah, things you do are Dvarim B'Telim. But he was actually not talking about him at all. Who was he talking about? Amalo, or he was talking about Melech Malchei HaMelechim. Rashi says, Cain. Of Hulo Amar Cain. Elolemon Alayadayin. Emes Sheba Emes Danani. Really, he was talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That for sure Hashem is judging me for something that I've done in the past, and therefore I need to get some sort of punishment. Amalo says, Hovim, since you trusted me, in fact, you know, the way that I spoke up against you, therefore you're now going to be off the hook. Good for you. Kolakavot. Right? So he says, Demus Patarata. He says, I swear by Demus. Rashi says, Demus, he hais Hashem, you're also. Vinish Baba, he's swearing in the name of his Avodah Zarah, and that you are off the hook. Kishabala Vaisen came to Sachnum, Nichnus Hamil, Vaisalachim, they came in to go and be Menachem him. Velokim of Tachum, he wasn't Makaba Tachum, because he's trying to figure out, like, what is it that I did in my past that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me through this circumstance? Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, Tershini Lomadav Rechem, Yimai Solomon Tani, Rabbi, can I allow me to tell you something that you taught me? Amar Lecha, Amar Lo, Amar. He says, yeah, okay, go tell me. Amar Lo, so he says, Rabbi, Shema Minas Baleotcha. Like he said, you know, Rabbi, you know, you've taught us, you know, this idea is a Mida, can I get Mida? Maybe you did something in the realm of heresy that this is what happened over here. Beep, turn the page. Maybe someone told you some sort of idolatrous stuff and you got enough from it. Rashi says, Yashar Dover Me'enecha. It was good in your eyes. Valav Nitpasta. And on that's why you were grabbed. Amar Lo, he says, Akiva. Kartani, you've reminded me. One time I was walking in the upper market of Tzipori. I found there was this man there, he's a min, one of the heretics, and Yaakov of Kfar Shchana was his name. So Sasha says, Echad mitamida Yeshu Nosi, one of Yeshu, J-Dog. Amar Lee, and he said to me, Kosav Tarascham lo Saviestan Zona. The Torah says, you're not allowed to go in high, you know, if you have a Zona, and she gets paid with her Znus. And the way she gets paid with some animals, you're not going to go and use that for a carbon, or if she gets paid with a dog, pardon, or if you exchange a dog for something else, you know, as the Pasuk says, Tas of Hashem, for any vow, it's an abomination, right? So if a sheep or an ox is given a payment for a zona or an exchange of a dog, you're not going to bring it for a carbon. Can you use that in order to make a base of keys, a bathroom for the Kohen Gadol? Rashi says, Shepirish. Mi beso lefne Yom Kippurim, the first mission in Yuma, he leaves his house for Yom Kippur, lishchus parhedrin, v'shami misakten lo kol trochem, there he give him all his needs. V'lo amarti lo klom, I didn't respond to him. I didn't say anything to him, yes, we can use that in order to go ahead and to make a bathroom. Amar Lei, so he said back, Kach liman li limdani. This is what my master taught me. Again, Mr. Shah says limadni yeshua mot anotzri ki me esen zona ki batsav es ve'an esen zona yeshuva. So that the pasuk says in Micha, for they collected a esen zona, that's the zona's wages, and they're going to revert to her wages, and we learn out. They came from a dirty place. They're going to go to a dirty place. They're going to be used for the bathroom for the Kohen Gadol. And when that happened, you know, give me an honor to hear this. And because of that, I had to go through this whole shtickle over here for this whole situation. I violated that which it says in the Holy Torah. Harchik mi'alea darkecha zo minus. Distance your ways from her. This is talking about minus. Right? You got to stay away from any sort of minus, so you don't get any some hana from it and get pulled towards it. Ve'al tikov l'pesach besa zo rishus. And don't come near the door of her house. This is talking about rishus, meaning any sort of authority, like Al Tzvat the Rishus, Rashi Shultanos Shenos Neneim Ebali Mamun Lahargan Vlita Mamona. Right, this is rulers. Don't get close to them because they want money of the people, so they'll kill you and take the money. V'yak Igadami, some say Harchi Mele Darche Kazuminis Rishus. But they mean actually both of those things: Mina, stay from heresy, and Rishus authorities. Al Tikach, not Tikach Pesach Beisa Zuzona. Don't come to the close. Don't come close to the door of your house. It's talking about a zona. Vekama, how far away do you have to stay from the door of the house of a zona? Amar Rav Chista, arba amos. You got to stay at least arba amos, at least 4 amos away. Stay away. V'rabanan, hi meyas and zona, my dar shivei. What do they learn out when it says they are collected, you know, for esen and zona, they're going to go back to esen and zona? Kid, that pasuk that he got it not from, the way that Yeshua Notzi explained it, right? So, Kid of Chista, Tan of Chista, Kol Zona, Shiniskeris, Labasof, Yisocheris. Any Zona that's hired will in the end herself hire, right? She's going to be, what's going to happen is she's going to be so, no one's going to like her anymore, right? She says, He nivzeis beinam, Kol, Visochrasan. Everyone's going to be disgusted by her. And she's going to have to go in and hire someone to be with her. Wow. She never, the pasuk says, Ubisitich esnan ve'esnan lo niton lach vati lehefech. In that you gave a hire, and a hire was not given to you, so everything got flipped. Opligid Rav Pedasin argues on Rav Pedas. What argues? Says Rashi, the Dalin Amos that we're talking about over here. Hani Arba Amos to Rav Chista. The Amor of Pedas. Lo Aser Torah Ela Kriva Shel Gilu Arayas Velvad. Well, it says you got to stay 4 amos away. He said it's only by Gilu Arayas. Rashi is back in the Marsh and Amor. Ish Isha Kol Shar Bersaro Lo Sikravu Legalis Erva. Right? And that is, a person should not come close to any relative to uncover the nakedness. So, you don't have to distance yourself from the zona dalat amos, only from here you'd have to. Ula ki havasi mi birav. When Ula would come back from birav, homi menashik lulach vase abaye abayedayu. He would kiss his sister's hands. Kiss his sisters on their arms. Rashi is bizarro saying on their arms. Vamala abeychadyahu. And some say that he would kiss him on the chazan, their chest. Rashi is derech bnei adam kishiyosu nevisakanesses. Miyad who no sickle of Ivilimo, Lagado Mimenu, Barakuva, overpass Yado Mishum Kava. This is the way that they would go ahead. This is the way of a person when they leave from the Beit Knesset, immediately they would kiss the father, the mother, or the gadol of the house, Barakuva overpass Yadav, because out of honor. Now Ula doing this, a little interesting, says Gemara, please, the day of the day, he's arguing himself. Tamar Ula, kriva ba'alma aser, any getting closeness between a person and a woman that's aser to him, it will be aser to do. Misham, because lech amrin nazira. Go, we say to the nazir, schor le karma lo sikrav. Go around, don't come near the Kerem, the vineyard. So he's contradicting himself. All right, now we move on. La aluka shtei banos have. The pasuk says in Mishlei, aluka has 2 daughters. Give. A luka is literally a leech, but its reference over here is talking about Gehenim. So La Luka says two daughters say give give. My have have. What does it mean when it's saying give give? It's talking about the voice of two daughters who are crying out from Gehenna. Right? She says a rov gisur Gehenna of how much how painful Gehenna is. V'armos ba'olam hazeh have have and v'armos ba'olam hazeh have have and who's in this world say bring me bring me. Uman ninu, who are they? Minus verishus, heresy and authority. Right? Who's crying out? Bring me offerings, meaning bring me. What does that mean? Rashi says minus sokus havi tikros of his gachavim. He's yelling out, give me, you know, tavor zara. Rishus sokus havi mamon v'daronus v'arnono mas lamel. Give me all the money and the gifts and you know their purse and the taxes to the king. So stay away from these two things, basically. Some say, the voice of Gehenna itself is crying out and saying, bring me two daughters, Shitzalkos, that are crying because of the punishment of what they went through. They're saying, in this world they say, bring me, bring me. Second version is they're getting other punishments for actually going to Gehenna, and then Gehenna is basically yelling, give me, give me. Kol ba'ea lo yeshuvun. Okay, it says in Mishlei, and all who come to her do not return. Meaning coming to her means, Rashi says, kol hamish tamdin lavas kachavim. Anyone who comes in mishmad, they become to get involved with Zara. Acher shenefku b'minus enum shavin. They don't do tshuva afterwards. The im shavin marin lomos. If they do, then they end up do tshuva. They end up dying quickly mitoch tzara because of all the pain. Kfiya system of fighting the Yetzer. V'zuk zeres melech aleim lomos zeres melech on them to go and to die. So back on the thing. Kol bo'el lo yishuvan lo yasigo erchos chayim, and they will not attain the path of life. Don't get involved with this. You get stuck in boom. V'chime acher shelo bo'u. Hold on a second, right? Frank the Gemara. Isn't this Pashut? If they didn't return, you know, to Hashem from their Vodazara, Hichin Yasigu, right? How are they going to go out and to attain the paths of life in the, you know, Olam Haba, obviously. So you want to Hachikam, that's what it means to say. V'im Yashuvu. And if they end up, those people get involved with the Vodazara, they don't usually do Tshuva. And if some of them push themselves like crazy, end up doing Tshuva, which is like a very, very tough situation over here. We saw in Rashi that lo yasigu archos chayim, they're not going to attain the paths of life, but now it's referencing in this world. If they're able to survive too much, they fart too hard, they die. Remember the chol aparish minus bayis. You mean to say that anyone who stays away from what is there, they die right away? Fahi, what about the story about a woman? Asir lekamei, Chistav Amaleis came from Chist and said, Kala Shebekalos, the very the lightest myth of Vera she ever did, right? She says a Vera Kala Shebiyada that she ever did, like, you know, she did major Veras. So much so that the smallest of them is also Bina Katam Bina Gadol. She made her younger son from her older son. She was with her older son to come make the younger one. Rashi says, Avera Kal Shabiyada, he zuhi shasa Bina Katam Bina Gadol Ba Lev or Lida Mimenu Bina Katam. Bala Kabal Din Bala Shabi Tshuva. Now she wants to get Din, she wants to do Tshuva, even though she was with her own child in such a case. So Amar La Rav Chista Tirchula Bizvadita. You know, Rashi says, Tachrichin. Go busy yourself, like be matriach yourself to get the tachrichin. Rashi says say the laderech, but tachrichin is zavdan laorcha. Tachrichin ain't say the laderech mesim. Right, so get a burial shroud for lo mesa, but she didn't die right then. If this is like the smallest she did, mechlav the meanest dami havia, but for sure she was involved with heresy and she didn't die right away. Oh, so you said before, and from that pasuk telling you, as you die immediately. Says Gemara, Hahu the lo hadyo bo shapir. That case is not really kasha because she didn't do tshuva of that shemachil lemesa, and therefore she didn't end up dying. Like she did tshuva, but it was like partial tshuva, and therefore she didn't end up dying. But if she would have done the full tshuva, woo, she wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah, hikadi amri. Some say that miminus in meavera lo. In other words, that when doing tshuva from minus, then they die immediately, but from avera, no. Vahi, what about this woman? Dasa coming to Rav Chista. She came in front of Rav Chista to do tshuva for everything that she had did, and she spoke about her smallest avera was that of with her son. From other Rav Chista, zavidu la zvadata. Quickly make for her, you know, again, a tachrichim, umesa. And she did die, like, very quickly afterwards. So we see that there are some cases of tshuva that happens right away. When she said that this is the kal of the kalos, then it must be that she also done that, and that she did tshuva for that, that caused her to die right away for the minos. Frankly, Gomer may avera lo. You want to say when a person does tshuva for avera, for you know, for being was nus alone, that doesn't do it. Vatayim was in a baisa. Amar alav, a Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. We know the famous story of Elazar ben Derdaya, which is coming up right now. What happened to Elazar ben Derdaya? Sholei neir zolach ba'olam shlo ba'ol pa'amach shlo ba'ol pa'amach. He didn't live over in one prasu in the world he didn't have a relationship with. Pa'amach is one app, one time. Shama shizona achas b'kachem. Here there was this prostitute that was found on the other side of the seas. Vayisar tells kiss dinar b'schar. She took a whole sack of gold for her wages. Not to kiss dinar b'alach. He took the money and he went. Favar leshiv in the house. He traveled the seven seas. He's on his way. B'shas hergol davar feicha. During the while they were in the act of whatever that means, you understand? Davar Fecha, one of them passed a little bit of wind. Rashi says Hergel Davar is Tashmish. And Hefecha is a ruach, there was a wind that came out. Kishem, and what had happened? The Amar and she, the Zona, came and said, Kishem Shefecha Zuenu Chazer Slam Koma, just like this wind is not going back to its place, Kach Elazar Ben Derdaya, so to you, Ein Mekabel Asoba Tshuva, they're not going to receive you in Tshuva, you're not going back to your place. Well, it's a little bit crazy thing to say, but in the midst of the action, she's like, yeah, by the way, you're never going to Tshuva again. Ha-ha-lach, what do you do? Halach V'yashav, he went and he sat between two mountains and hills. Amar, he said, Har Mugvos, mountains and hills, Bakshalei Rachvim, seek for me mercy. Amru, they said back to him, whatever that means, but the mountains and the hills, they responded, Achin Anu Mavaksham Alecha Navakish Alatzmenu. Before we go to him, we seek for you mercy, we got to seek for ourselves mercy. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Harim Yamushu Vagavos Timutenu, Ki Harim Yamushu Vagavos Timutenu. But my love for you will not end. For the mountains shall depart and the hills will falter. Right, the mountain, they're telling Elazar, don't worry about dying and leaving this world. This is the Marsha. Don't worry about leaving this world because this world is the very essence of place. It's just, you know, it's transient. Fascinating. Amar, so he says, Shemayim v'aretz, bakshalei rachim, heaven and earth, seek for your mercy, if you're not going to do it. And what they said about it, Ad shenu v'akshav alechem v'akash al tzmeinu, until we pray, we need to do it for ourselves. Shemayim v'aretz, success. Ki shamayim ke'ashan nimlachu v'aretz kabeged tichle. Tichle? Tivle. Right, for the heavens will dissipate like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. I'm going to look at that, didn't work. So Chama Levana, Bakshav Alechem, he says, Chama Levana, son of the moon, seek for mercy. I'm going to say to Matzah, Shalom Bakshav Alechem, Bakshav Alechem, Shanema, V'chafra HaLevana, Bosha Chama, the moon will be humiliated, and the sun will be ashamed. Amr says, Kochama Solos, stars and galaxies and constellations, seek for mercy. Amr Lo, said to Matzah, Mavakshav Alechem, until we do it for you, we got to nevakash al tzmeinu, we got to do it for ourselves. Shemayim, the pasuk says, "Vinamaku kol tzva shamayim," and all the hosts of the heavens will dissolve. Amar, in a davar talei bi. The matter is only upon me. He niach harosho v'mirko. He put his head between his knees. V'gabe b'chi, and he cried out, "Ach yasad espesto," until his soul left him. Yasab asko, a heavenly voice came out for Amar and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, Mesum l'chalim abad. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, you are invited to the world to come. Loosely translated, heaven. Now here's the question. Over here, this is something he did with Avera, right? And Umis, and he ended up dying right afterwards. Even if it's not minus, you see other things. Hasam nami kivin avik batuva. No, there also, since he was so attached to this particular aver that he was doing, kaminus dami. It's similar to minus. Okay. Balcha Rebbe v'amar Rebbe cried when he heard this, yesh kono olamo b'kam Hashem, those who cry the world in many years, it takes them many years in order to go ahead and to get their world to come. V'yesh kono olamo b'sha'achas, is someone get it in just one moment. V'yama Rebbe says, Rebbe, lo dayin labali tshuva shemakabim osan. It's not enough that they accept those who do tshuva, ela shekono som Rebbe. They even call him Rebbe. In Shemayim, they accept them and they call him Rebbe. Rabbi Chanina, his name was Elazar ben Dodai, and suddenly became Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan, Hava Kazli Baracha, the two of them were walking on the road, Matu Lahani Tre Shvile, and they got to two different paths. You know, you come to the fork in the road. Chad Patsya Pischa was come. One of them opened to the door of Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says, Pasuach La Pesach Avodah Zkochavim, Kamo Patsu Alai PM. B'chad patzei pischa de bezonos, the one to bezonos, to so you have avodah zarah gilui raias. Amar lechad lechaver, they said nezal pischa de vaskochav, and let's go to the avodah zarah one. Beep turned up pages on my base, the nechis yisrei, because they killed Yitzhar for that. The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin on Samach Daleh that we did, nishchat Yitzhar, it was shechted. It says Rashi, anshe gezer gadol bakshu rachamim v'nimser biyadam was given to their hands v'argu and they killed it. Kedamar b'dalem nishus b'sanhedrin of Samach Daleh, klomer nezel ba'ahu shvil. Let's go on that path. V'lo nezel pischad debezonos shlo yishlod banu Yitzhar, that Yitzhar shouldn't overcome us by going over there. Amar le idach, the other one says no nezel pischad debezonos. Let's go on the bezonos one. V'nich pe'li and we'll overcome our Yitzhar and we'll get reward for it. Isn't that amazing? Kibat Hazam, when they got over there, where that area was, they decided to go that. Chazinu Lozonos Iskanu Mikamayo. They saw the Zonos that were leaving into their, they were going in front of them into their tents. Rashi Nichzu Mipneim LeKubasan. Amar Lei, so the Chacham who said, let's go. The one who said, let's take the Avodah Zarah path, he says to him, Minalacha, like, how did you know that, like, why weren't you scared of the Yitzhara? Rashi says, the Samach Tanapsach Lameisei Hacha Velo Mistapes Mi Yitzhara. How did you trust yourself to come in this path that passed by these Bezonos? Aren't you scared of what was going to happen? Amar Lei says back to him, Mezima Tishmor Alecha Tevune Tin Sireka. She will watch over you from lewdness. Understanding will guard you. The Mefarshim say, not because let's go there, stop and overcome the Yetzer, but that simply because it's so bad to go by the Avodah Zarah one, that V'siyata D'Shmaya will be helped if we do such a thing. So she said, how do you know? Because of this pasuk over here. She'll watch over you from lewdness. Understanding will guard you. Amar Lo Rabbanan L'Rava. My Mezima, what does it mean Mezima when it says in the pasuk over there? Elay Matar, if you want to say the Mizima, when it says she'll watch over you, Mizima, if you want to say it means Torah, Yechsiv Bazima, because we have the word Zima by Torah in other places, we're talking about an Atzas Chetin, we explain it means the council of sin. Yechsiv Hifli Eitza Higdil Tsushia, and it says, wondrous is his counsel and great is his wisdom. So we find that the word counsel is Torah, Yahachi Zima Mibayilay. And this should have said Zima, right? Why does it say Mizima? Hachikamer says no. Midvar Zima, from a matter of Zima, right? It says from Znus. Tishma lechatorah tinsereka. So it's going to watch over you. It's going to protect you. Rashi says the Sefer Tikra. Tavuna tinsereka mizima tishma alecha mikol davara. V'hir herchet ve'anu holchim holoch davar v'divri divri Torah. Says that we're gonna run a holchem halacha walk there, and we'll speak in divrei Torah. That's how they're able to take that path. Don't think like, stop. Let me just go and test myself and see how that works out. No. It doesn't work like that, my friends. You know, just but if you're stuck or whatever it is, you do that. Tanu Rabbanan, keshenit b'su Rabbi Elazar ben Prata, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. This is talking about by Baye Sheni, Hadrian didn't allow any Torah study or any sort of learning, you know, any mitzvahs and all that kind of stuff. And what happened was, is that Rabbi Elazar ben Pratim and Rabbi ben Chardin, they were taken by the authorities. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Pratim and Rabbi Chanina ben Chardin, Ashrecha, fortunate are you, Shenispasta al Divrei al Dafer Echad, you were grabbed for one thing, right? Because he was involved with Torah, he's teaching Torah. Fortunately, you grabbed for that. Shenispasti, Oy Li, woe to me, Shenispasti al Chemisha Darom. I have been kidnapped for five things. Rashi says, Chamesha Lilo Sein Shol, and they're coming five things against me. Amalei Rabbi Chanina says to Mashrech, what do you mean, fortunate are you, Shenispasti al Chemisha Darom, about the Nitzol? You're seized for your kidnapped, you're taken for five things, and you're going to be taken care of it. Nothing's going to happen to you. Oily woe to me, Shenispasel, the verse Echad, Veninitza. I was captured, I was kidnapped, taken for only one thing, and I'm not going to be saved. Sha'at, Asakta Batar, Gvis Chasadim. Sir Chanina explained why this is. Because you were involved in Torah and acts of kindness, Vadilo Sakta El Batar Bavad, and all I was involved with was with Torah alone. That's it. Ukidravuna de Amar Ravuna Kolosik Batar Bavad, anyone who just studies Torah, Doma Kibish Ain Lo Elokan. It's like somebody who doesn't have any God. Rashi is Lahagin love to go and protect him. Shenema the Pasuk says, Vyamim Rabim Li Yisrael Lo Elokeya Emes. Many days pass for Bnei Yisrael without a true God, meaning right without a true God, and finishes like without Torah. My Lo Elokeya Emes does everything without a true God. Shakolosik Batar Bavad. And who's involved just Osik Torah, Doma Kibish Ain Lo Eloka. It's like somebody who doesn't have any God. Who gives chasadim la'asak? When Rav Chanina didn't give chasadim, v'atanya wasn't in a brisa. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, lo yiten adam ma'osav la'arne kishol tzedaka. A person should not give his money to the tzedaka. Elam kain memuna alav talmud chacham k'Rabbi Chanina ben Chardin. Unless the one who's in charge of the tzedaka is going to be in charge of Rashi's gabe shol tzedaka. If it's gabe shol tzedaka, very chashuv a person over here. Right? So we see clearly he's involved in kind acts. He didn't give tzedaka. Like he was about tzedaka. Says the Gemara, Haimunehu Dahavim Haiman. He was trusted to do such a thing, but he didn't actually do it. Like they said, like you have to have someone of such a caliber, but he didn't actually do it. Says the Gemara, Votanya, says the Braisa, hold on 1 second. Amar Lov, Chinim China said to Rav Yochanan Yossi ben Kisma, Mo Shel Purim, Nischalfu Li, Mo Shel Tzedaka. Says that the money, where's this Gemara? This is, we're going to see this Gemara tomorrow's daf, right? Chaim is going to say to Rabbi Kisma, he says that once I had money from Purim Tzedakah that I was going to give to the, you know, to, as she says, Shagavisi Mibnei Yir, that I collected the Chalak La'anim, let's do this Purim, to give them that. Tanan Eina Ani Rashai Likach Mehem Ritsua. The point is, I gave it over to. I had the money. I accidentally used the money that was for Purim, collected to give them for their Suda, and that was Kolam used for that. And then they gave it to the poor people. As Matos Lavionim, but not for the Suda. And then when I realized I made a mistake, I gave money for the Suda to the poor people from my own money here. So you see, clearly he was very much involved in doing tzedakah, and therefore he was clearly involved in Kibbutz Chasadim. This is going on. Mevat Avid, Kiddebai Le Lo Avid. Yeah, he did things, there's no question. But he didn't do it to the level of that he should be doing it. And therefore, Rav Chanina thought that they wouldn't protect them from being killed. Now, what were these five things that came up against Rabbi Elazar ben Pratia? We'll see a few of them. Asul Rabbi Elazar ben Pratia, they brought up against him in trial. They said, "My time a tanis, my time a niganafta. Why is it that you studied Torah and we said you're not allowed to do it? And why is it also that you stole?" Right? Rashi says, "God of Elista Ma'isa, you're a thief." Amalu, he said back to him, E Saifa lo Sifra, E Sifra lo Saifa. He says, hold on a second. If someone's involved with the sword, he's not involved with the book. And if he's involved with the book, then he's not involved with the sword. With the Halesa, and since this one's no good, Hanami Lesa, this is also not good. I mean, it's not a valid claim against me, so neither are valid claims. So you can't say that these claims are true because they can't be claimed at the same time. A person who's a Talmid Chacham is not involved in stealing. His weapon is safer. And the person who's involved in stealing is not as safer. So like, you can't tell me, you can't accuse me of both these at the same time. Okay, my time a Kari Lach Rabbi. So why is it they called you Rabbi? What's going on over here? Right? The Romans said that you got a smich over here, and you're not allowed to do such a thing. Rashi says, Hare Alila Shlis. This is the third one. I mean, Rabban Shal Tarsiamani says, what do you mean? I'm the Rebbe of the Tarsiam Gardia, meaning of those that weave. I'm a really good weaver. Isilei Tre Kibure. So the Romans, they brought two things of thread, right? And let's see if this is really true. Amalei, and he says to them, Hey, the Shasir of Hey, the Irba. Which is the warp and which is the. And they said to him, which is the warp and which is the weft? You know, because, you know, that's how you have to do it. Esri shel shasif is a shalarif. Esri chishle nisa, a miracle happened because he had no clue. And Isis ziburta osisa osiva al deshasya. And a bee, a female bee, Rashi says, nekeva osiva al deshasya. It sat on the warp, on the shasya. Rashi says, zibura viyasev al dibra. And the male one sat on the one that was the, called the wolf. Rashi says, zachar osiva al de'arva. So Amar Lahu, then he said, Hai the Shasiv, Hai de'arva. And he said, this one is the warp, this is the wef. Rashi says that, I skipped the part, but it says, Behebin Shahu Nes Hanase, Shashesi Mekabel Arev, Kedekeva, Mekabel Es Zachar. So you knew this one was the Mekabel, and which one was the giver, and that's it for you. So Amar Lahu, then he said a fourth one against him, My time Elo Asis Labea Bidan. Why don't you come to Be'avidan? Rashi says, Ba'yish ha'ochlin v'shoslin l'chfod avodos kachavim. The house that they do avodos zarum. Mezavlin zibol avodos kachavim. Mefakim al eskea leida ma'hi yitzricha. Was not him. Like they're involved with all this type of avodos zarum. Et cetera. They ate and they drank to honor it. And they watched whatever it needed and it gave towards whatever it was. Amalu says, Zaken. He says, what do you want from me? I'm an old man. Misyarani shamatir msuni. Maybe I'm going to get like trampled on, you know, under your feet because there's so many of you. Remember they said, Vada idna kamasabi yisramus. Until now, how many old people have been trampled there? Like, what are you talking about? Nobody was ever trampled. Yisrush nisa, and then a miracle happened. The hu yoma irmas chad saba. That day, there was an old man that got trampled. So they couldn't say anything over there. Okay, number five. My tamar kal shavakta av the chalacherus. He said, why did you let your slave go free? Says Rashi, Hingazu al kach lefishu das Yehudas. That, you know, they said, you're not allowed to do this, right? You let your Eved Kanani go. Amalu, he says to him, lo yudavar me'olam, ladam. This never happened. Come chad minayla, sudebe, one of the Romans got up to go and testify against Rabbi Elazar, and I said, Leo, the Navi came, and he popped in, and idmile kechad mechashuvid malchusa. He appeared to be a very chashuv person, lahu gavra, right? To this witness, is a very, very chashuv person of Rome. And Amar lay, and told the witness, mid isrichesh leinisa bekulu, since a miracle happened for him in all the other things, behon namis leinisa, miracle is certainly going to happen with this also. Vahu gavra b'shusehu deka achve, and the wickedness of this Russia is going to be seen by everyone. Right, so Leo was warning that if the Roman goes and testifies against Rabbi Elazar, then he'll be saved by a miracle, and. Right, okay, so Eliyahu Navi came to this witness, and he says to him, listen, bottom line is, listen, he's been saved by these four miracles, there's going to be another miracle that's going to go on over here. So if you want to go and testify against him, he's going to be saved by a miracle, and then you going over here, it's going to be clear, everyone's going to see that you're lying against someone who's innocent. So it's up to you to decide what you want to do over here, basically. So, and this, his own wickedness is going to be seen by everyone. He didn't listen to him. He's like, I don't know who you are. Come, Lamei Lahu. He got up to go ahead to speak to the judges. And when he got up, Havaksiva Igrisa, the Havaksiv, Machshiva Demachus. It was a written letter from very important things of the Roman government, l'shidurei lebei Caesar, that it be sent to the Bei Caesar in Rome, v'shadru al yedei dahu gavra, and they sent it through this particular person who wanted to testify against him. Also, Eliyahu Navi came while he was on the road. Eliyahu came and paske arba mea parse. He threw him 400 parsa. Azel v'lo asa. He went and he never came back to be able to testify against Rabbi Elazar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Until next time, Onu Shalom, a great, great day.